Let's talk about the New Yorkers. The Giants are pulling up the rear in the division. The only thing I would say that's notable about the Giants in the last couple of weeks is that their owner has come out, Mara, saying he does not expect to make any major changes. They think Joe Shane, the general manager, will last the season and will be back next year. And Brian Daboll, the head coach, will last the season and be back next year. I don't think that was a bad thing for him to come out and say right now. You can always change your mind if things go really badly the rest of the way. But I also think they've done enough, probably. There's enough progress being shown that those guys are worthy of having around for one more year, unless you just want to hold the Daniel Jones decision against them and blow them out for that.
Yeah, my axiom was always, this is not an offense that's talented enough to be in the top five, the top 10, the top whatever. But you can't be the worst. You can't be where they are. And they had their best offensive showing, I thought, against a really good defense this past week against Pittsburgh. They moved the football against a really good Steelers defense for almost 400 yards.
Let's get the lowdown on the Giants from Charlotte Carroll of The Athletic joining us on Grant and Danny. What did you make of Mara's decision to come out and say that not only are Shane and Daboll going to survive the season, but he anticipates them being in their roles next year as well?
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for having me on. I think the key word there is anticipate. I mean, he wasn't going to say publicly he's going to fire them midseason, but then anticipate kind of leaves some leeway for some room for things to happen after the season. But for right now, they've got jobs, and I have to give the coaching staff and the GM some confidence.
Did they find something against Pittsburgh here? I know the point totals weren't outrageous, but I think that Steelers defense has some, you know, pretty significant pelts on the wall. Really impressive, I thought, how the Giants moved the football for almost 400 yards.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a weird game. There was so many things that were happening watching that. And the offense was playing well, but they just kept hurting themselves. So I think that's the key here, is they were just so many self-inflicted penalties, so many just sloppy plays. So that's what I'll be watching to see what they clean up this next week.
Daniel Jones, grade for this season so far?
Back in school, I don't know, C. It's been rough. Apologies. The door is slamming. Love that at the facility, making random noises. True noise of the season. But I'd go C. He's had some really high moments where he's looked very confident, but then he's had some really bad, poor performances. So it's just been very inconsistent and hard to evaluate.
So Grant and I were actually arguing about this a bit yesterday. I still think this Giants defense is good. The overall numbers don't necessarily bear that out, but I still feel like that's a group that can give you some problems, most specifically Dexter Lawrence in the middle. But I still think this Giants defense is good. Are they?
No, I'm with you. I think they are. It's the run defense where things get concerning, and that's where their big weakness has been. But as a whole, they've been a strong group, and they were really consistent coming into this Pittsburgh game.
So Washington could be in a situation here where left tackle could be a problem. They're down to their third left tackle this past week in Trent Brown. As of today, and we're still a long ways from Sunday against the Giants in the Meadowlands, but Cornelius Lucas, who splits time at left tackle, didn't practice. Brandon Coleman's just barely coming back from this concussion. And the third tackle's not a guy that you want out there against a really decent edge pass rush. Is that something that you would think the Giants could take advantage of and could be a game-changing situation? Like, what's Brian Burns been up to? How's he playing?
Yeah, no, it definitely is. We saw that in Philly, actually, or again in the Philly matchup, where both left tackles, both teams, were out. It was the first, I believe, it's the first game without Andrew Thomas. So the Eagles obviously exploited that matchup, and then just as they exploited without the Eagles, without Mulata being there, so that was key. So it definitely makes sense that they'll game plan around that and can use that to the benefit. And I think that works in the Giants' favor. Then the Commanders, I'm sure, are also planning for left tackle deficiencies on the Giants' offense. So I think we might see a repeat a little bit of that Eagles game from that perspective.
Big pass rush game, yeah. Malik Nabers is obviously incredible, having great numbers here throughout his rookie year. I do feel like, and I'm thinking back to the Washington game this past week, there always seems to be one, are you kidding me, dude, drop in there from him. Right, where you're too good to drop. Like, he makes some of those spectacular Beckham-style catches and then always seems to have a huge drop when it really matters the most. You know, just sort of, you know, part and parcel maybe with dealing with a rookie. But what have coaches, what has he said about something like that?
Yeah, we haven't spoken to him this past week yet. We'll get him back kind of tomorrow. And he, you know, is coming off a concussion. He's played two games since he came back from that. So it was just kind of something to see. And he had a big drop, obviously, this past week. So I think that's something to monitor. It's kind of like the one flaw to his game so far is that not necessarily obviously drops are to be expected with the amount of targets he was getting, but that they've come in really key moments. And not that he shies away from them. He's very competitive. So I think that is something to watch. And I'll be curious to kind of see what he says about that. And I have to refresh what he's talked about in the past with it.
Charlotte, good information. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for putting up with the noise of the Giants.
Oh, no,
no worries. Not at all.
I'm trying to find a closet to talk in.
No, I have been there and done that on the beat. It is not fun. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
That was always difficult. Whenever I would go on with LeVar and Chad or whoever mm-hmm. it was, like, there's so much stuff going on around you. You're trying to find somewhere quiet. Maybe it's raining or it's cold or you can't go outside for whatever reason. And the noises, it's the worst. But appreciate her grinning and bearing it there and getting through it for us. Sunday, Meadowlands, Commanders Giants, next stop for Washington in their quest to continue to shock everybody all over the NFL.